ABC Radio Australia.
While COVID-19 restrictions are easing and a semblance of normality is returning here in Australia, some Pacific Islanders who have been forced to extend their work visas are still stuck. The ABC's been told around 100 workers are stranded in the southern state of Tasmania, waiting to be sent to the Australian mainland for new work because they can't go home while borders are still closed. It means the workers from Tonga, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands have been unable to send little, if any, money home to their families. And as Catherine Grau reports, while most employers have been rallying around to support the islanders, there are questions as to why the Australian government hasn't included the Pacific workers among those who are eligible for its special COVID-19 payments.
Last week, a flyer went up in the small Tasmanian city of Devonport. It was asking for food donations for Pacific Islanders stranded in the area due to, quote, unforeseen circumstances. Sione Vaca was behind it. He's a liaison officer employed by the government in Tonga to look after the interests of all 2,000 Tongan seasonal workers here in Australia.
Especially coming from Tonga, we are people who would like to eat, we love to eat. So at this stage, they are not having the same quantity of food that they used to have when they work.
Sione says dozens of Tongan workers, as well as others from Vanuatu and Solomon Islands, have been left stranded in Tasmania since the berry picking season finished. They were meant to be heading home, but with COVID-19 border restrictions in place, they're stuck.
The current situation at the moment, we are not going to blame anyone. This is the COVID-19 situation and everyone, we need to help each other.
Sione Vaca says their employers have helped to get the workers' visas extended and to find them new jobs on farms on the Australian mainland. But it hasn't been an easy or quick process because they've needed government approval, which can take weeks.
The current situation here in Tasmania, the employers are doing a great job, are looking after their workers. They pay for the rent. They support the workers in shopping for their food while they are waiting for their job.
But it's also meant they've not been earning money to send home. And even with their employers' help, Sione says the workers are still hungry. Although after local media reported on the flyer, he stepped back from describing the situation as urgent.
I presume that some of them, they don't have enough food. So that's why I decided to ask for some of my friends if they have spare in food in their table that they can able to give with their open heart. It's not something to do to force them. I think the flyer was a bit too much by saying urgent. It's not urgent.
But his call for help came as the ABC also revealed the Pacific meat workers in the New South Wales town of Inverell, including Aliferete Tuitakale from Fiji, have had hundreds of dollars deducted from their weekly pay to cover things like rent and furniture at rates above the market average when they'd also had their hours slashed because of the COVID-19 economic shutdowns.
It is $56. Out from the gross pay of $496. So our payslip, I was so very sad. I really wanted to go back home when I see my payslip.
The workers were contracted by a labour hire company called Meat Processors. It's launched an investigation after the allegations were raised by the ABC.
It's always been an issue that when they have downtime, that they do not get paid as much, but they're always still paying massive deductions for accommodation, for medical insurances, for food, but yet they're not necessarily getting enough to survive on.
Australian National University Research Fellow Rochelle Bailey is an expert on both Australia and New Zealand's Pacific labour schemes. While she was disappointed to hear of the workers' allegations, she wasn't surprised. She says a lot of workers she's in close contact with have questioned if it's worth their while staying in Australia. But most, she says, are too afraid to speak out.
It's existed in all international labour schemes. And, yeah, unfortunately, it still exists. I mean, we do have some more confident workers, you know, that come here for a few years and get to know the system. But most of the time, workers do keep quiet about any issues until they get home to their home country. And that's when they usually talk more.
The ABC has tried multiple times to get comment from Pacific governments, including Vanuatu and Samoa, while Australia's Foreign Affairs Department says it encourages any Pacific worker with concerns to raise them. It also said that Pacific workers are, quote, protected by the same workplace and work health and safety laws as Australian workers. But they haven't been treated exactly the same during COVID-19. Pacific workers haven't been eligible for the Australian government's special COVID-19 fortnightly payments called JobKeeper for people who've either had their hours reduced or cut completely during the COVID-19 shutdowns. And Rochelle Bailey says that's unfair.
I think that's really sad. I think given the fact that a lot of these workers are actually providing our food sources here in Australia, then they are essential workers that we need to be supporting them with the JobKeeper. And I have stated that right at the start. If we look across the ditch to New Zealand, the seasonal workers there that have not had work have been supported by the New Zealand's similar system of JobKeeper.
Tongan liaison officer Sione Vaka agrees, and he says many workers he knows have instead had to access their superannuation.
Absolutely. I would love to have that and apply that to the seasonal workers. But I mean, it's totally based on the government, if it depends on their budget, because they only struggle to support themselves here, but they have families right back in their countries that then they also rely on them being working here in Australia.
Maybe they're concerned with any political backlash that we're supporting so-called foreign workers over other people that may be in need in Australia. That may be one rationality. But I wouldn't be surprised if it has been in discussions and seriously promoted to the government to do it from DFAT and the departments running these programs.
Australia's Department of Treasury has told the ABC that temporary visa holders, such as seasonal workers, don't have the same permanent employment connections with the Australian workforce, so they're generally not eligible for the extra financial support provided by JobKeeper. But it didn't answer a specific question about whether consideration at least had been taken to include Pacific workers, given the Australian government's Pacific Step Up policy. But despite all that, both Sione and Rochelle are keen to emphasise that the majority of the some 13,000 Pacific workers have still had good experiences in Australia.
Whether they've moved from asparagus to apples, their employers have been really good about moving them around and keeping them employed.
The community, with their own heart, you know, just donate food and help out for the workers.